First, I'm curious about how your work has been impacted by having to go into quarantine or having to observe provincial health and safety guidelines. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
A lot of the work that I've been doing has not been impacted by COVID-19, which has been fantastic. Conservation issues are still important, even in the face of a pandemic. Species at risk are still at risk. So a lot of the work that I do, I've been able to do either remotely or in the office distanced. So it hasn't impacted my work too much.
Can you explain to me like what your actual day-to-day work looks like for somebody who doesn't know what you do at the Fraser Valley Conservancy?
I am a project biologist with the Conservancy, and my specialty is in amphibians, our local amphibians here in the Fraser Valley. My job changes pretty much depending on the season. For example, coming up for spring, the frogs are going to be breeding, and that's an important time for us to go out and check up on how they're doing, count how many egg masses they're laying, so we can get an idea of what their population looks like. So that's me out in the wetlands doing that work. But in the summer, there's a lot more opportunity to connect with the public and have volunteers come outside, for example. In the fall, there might be more work looking at what the frogs are doing, getting ready for winter. So from the biology perspective, it's kind of all over the map, depending on what's going on in the world at the time, with the ecology of everything here. And then from the social research perspective, that's something that I've picked up as interesting for me. And that work can happen pretty much at any time, reaching out, doing workshops and training for the community, or answering important questions about how community members interpret different pieces of environmental protection legislation and that type of thing. Day to day, you never know. Most of the time, I'd say I'm in the office unless it's frog season. Then I'm out in the wetlands.
Is the growth and development of the Fraser Valley been a hindrance to species?
When you think of areas where development pressures are really high, they tend to be areas that are kind of the last bastions for our species at risk as well. So Sumas Mountain is a great example. There are a lot of habitats for species at risk on Sumas Mountain, and there's also a lot of development pressure to continue pushing up the mountain. It's certainly a challenge for species at risk protection to happen alongside the development that we're seeing here in the valley.
And what do you think the population should be doing to reduce the risk to species?
There are quite a few things that we can do in our own backyards, in our own properties, as simple as not using pesticides, for example, or rodenticides, things that impact species at risk, like amphibians that are impacted by the water quality from the pesticides, or pollinators. For the rodenticides, are owls at risk who are picking up poisoned voles, rats, mice. So even small, simple choices that don't seem to have as big of an impact as development can really cumulatively have a big impact for species at risk here.
For somebody who doesn't know anything about amphibians in the Fraser Valley, what is important to you about making sure that A, they don't go extinct, and B, you're watching them and learning about them?
It's still news to a lot of people that we have a highly endangered amphibian living here in the Fraser Valley, the Oregon spotted frog, and that a lot of the wetland habitat that used to be available in the Fraser Valley is pretty much gone. When you think of areas like the Sumas Prairie, a lot of that used to be just big, shallow, swampy marsh, including Sumas Lake. That would have been prime amphibian habitat. Amphibians are part of the historic landscape here in the Fraser Valley. They're part of the natural history of this place. And while we don't tend to think of them as having a big role to play here in the valley, They're part of an ecosystem. They're part of a bigger picture. And it's concerning to see species that we have here locally endangered, going extinct, because these types of things have long-standing cumulative impacts on biodiversity and the ecology of this area as a whole. And we're pretty dependent on a functional ecology here in the Fraser Valley as a farming area, especially. We're reliant on all of the systems in place working to support our agricultural community and to give us clean water, nice air to breathe, trees that provide shade. So amphibians are linked to all of these things. We don't tend to think of individual species as being important, but if the frogs are disappearing, that means there's something going wrong. That means sooner or later, other species are going to disappear. And the frogs are kind of like that canary in the coal mine. If the frogs aren't doing well, there's something that we need to consider.
What's something interesting about the biodiversity, the plants and the animals that are in Abbotsford that you can tell our listeners if you know anything about that?
What's interesting about Abbotsford? What's not interesting about Abbotsford? We have Sumas Mountain, which has, as I said, so many interesting species at risk. There's the historic mountain beaver, the phantom orchid, the Pacific water shrew. Abbotsford also has a population of Oregon spotted frog. We've got the red-legged frogs. Species that can travel will certainly come through Abbotsford or nest in Abbotsford, like the barn owl. Abbotsford is an interesting place because there's some natural bits left and then this huge central hub of development, as well as a large area that's dedicated to agriculture. So it's an interesting mix that could host a lot more biodiversity than it currently does if we incorporated some more ecologically friendly practices into what we do.
Could you indicate to our listeners, if you know the answer, how many species call the Fraser Valley home?
Species is an interesting thing because when you get down to something like plants, fungus, mosses, insects, those easily rank in the thousands. What I can tell you is that the Fraser Valley is known in Canada and maybe even around the world as one of the biodiversity hotspots, which means it is an important place where a lot of different species unique to this type of area live. Species don't think about borders or boundaries or passports, right? But if you look at kind of the West Coast, you've got the southern tip of British Columbia, Washington, the northern pieces of Oregon. That kind of West Coast is a really unique ecosystem. And a lot of the species that you find in Abbotsford, you're finding them at the northern range of their extent for this really unique West Coast ecosystem. So we're connected to kind of the northern tip of what's a really important biodiversity hotspot. And if you think about the impacts of climate change pushing the species ranges farther north as the more southern parts become too hot or inhospitable for these species, the northern tip of a range becomes really important from a conservation perspective.